Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Judgies, a weekly internet podcast where we talk about the best posts on Reddit. My name is Josh.
I'm Rick.
I'm Christian.
And we are The Judgies. And of course we have first returning guest of the pod, Aurora Castelli.
Oh, okay.
Good evening.
The second returning guest, Aurora, of course. The first returning guest, of course, being Christian.
Thank you for acknowledging.
Sorry, it's burping.
Christian burping. Wow, big surprise. Am I right, guys?
Congratulations.
Christian's always burping.
Name one time you haven't burped.
I literally can't.
Me neither. We've been together for 10 years and you just constantly burp around me.
Is burping better than farting?
Yes.
No.
I would think it's better than farting.
Hmm. Really?
I guess I don't know because Christian's burps smell like farts. So
you guys are a bunch of farters.
Yeah, we're a bunch of farters.
It's like a welcome reprieve when I fart.
Are you more of a fart man or a burp man?
Personally, I am a burp man, but
you're attracted to fart
I'd
man.
I think I'd rather be a fart man. Those are they'll usually bring more laughs.
Sort of like
burp is gross, and then the fart's like. That was a rad fart. If I could fart for as long as I could burp.
At least farts are funny. Burps are almost never funny.
Agreed.
They're usually just gross.
Like, you can burp in class, but you can't fart in class.
If you got the confidence, you can fart in class.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oops.
Well, no, you own it. You say, yup.
Okay.
Dinner's ready.
Oh, my God. Dinner.
Christian!
Yeah, what's up, dude?
You got something for us with the
a little bit
of election news.
Yeah, this is going to be a little late once this episode comes out, but I had some pollsters messaging me the weeks coming up to the election, so, you know, I decided they're taking time out of their day to try to inform me. I'll take the time out of my day to inform them about the judges.
Our simple motto, always ABP, always be plugging. Every chance you get, always plug the pod.
So here's my interaction with a man named Sam. He's telling me...
Hold on. How do you know it's a man?
Ooh.
Great. You know what? Great question.
Because he did start the text by saying, I am a man. Hello, Christian.
Good evening. I am a
Hello,
man
fellow man.
Tonight.
Hello, Sam. Parentheses M 29.
Am I the asshole for? Am I male 29 the asshole for texting people to vote for Joe Biden?
The answer is yes. Christian, nobody likes unsolicited text messages.
Christian, you have the power to determine the outcome of this election. I don't. I live in a state that's not a swing state. Sam. This is Sam, a volunteer with the Democrats. Have you voted? I replied back, "Hey, Sam." I actually have voted, but have you listened to the judges? Followed it up with the link to the judges podcast.
Anchor.fm /the-judges, J-U-D-G-I-E-S.
Sam replies with,
always be plugging.
Sam replies with, I have not, but I will check it out. Thanks for being so engaged. We can't afford another 4 years of Trump. If you have any friends in Wisconsin or other swing states, will you remind them to vote today? I say, oh hell yeah, I will, Sam. Sam replies, great. Once you reach out to your friends and family, will you let me know? You could also pass along this link to help them find their polling places. So I follow this up with texting Joshua. Go vote or die. Like, literally, my homie Sam will find you. He's a volunteer with the Democrats, and he will end you. To find a polling place, use this link. So I take a screenshot of this, Sam, and I forward it to him. And I say, I got you, Sam. Now, if you got any friends or family that listen to podcasts, will you remind them to listen to the judges? Another link to the judges. I let him know. I really appreciate the work you're putting in. Keep it up, Sam. A few hours later, he replies, thanks. And a little reminder to vote is especially powerful when it's coming from someone you know. It's now been 4 days. And I message Sam back. Son of a bitch, Sam. It looks like we did it. Unfortunately, it looks like you didn't share or even listen to the podcast.
Oh.
And I sent him a meme of just a single tear going down a man's face.
Sam.
He's yet to reply, Sam. If you're listening to this, let me know, dude.
Sam probably lost his job as a pollster because there's no polls left. The polls are done.
You know, before that, like, as you were telling that story, I was starting to feel bad about illegally voting twice in Florida for Trump. But now I don't feel bad about it at all. Fuck Sam, dude. Me and all my homies hate Sam.
You fucking hate Sam. He didn't even listen, dude. He's had 4 days.
Sam, 4 days. If you're listening, glad you're here. Thanks for all your hard work in that campaign.
And if you're not, get fucked,
you,
dude.
Sam.
Like, go fuck yourself, bro.
But if you're Sam's friends or family that he shared this with and do get a chance, fucking tell that man good work. But if you're not his friends or family,
get fucked.
Get fucked, bro. I'm just gonna dox his phone number right now, and you guys just message him and let him know to get fucked.
Yes, that's definitely his personal cell phone number. It's definitely not a phone bank.
Have you seen those? I'm sure it's probably made the rounds on Reddit, but somebody gets a what looks like an automated text from like their dentist's office that says, "Please reply yes to confirm your appointment." And somebody just replies with, like, a horrible gif of, like, Patrick Starr in the sexy boots. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the SpongeBob movie.
And says, don't think I will, or some bullshit. And they just reply with, this is a real human, and I don't appreciate that you just sent me that. It's so awkward and
uncomfortable. It's crazy how advanced the bots are to like know when they're getting trolled so they can send back, this is a real human, to make you feel empathy for.
Wow.
That's what I say when, you know, I get a weird text message. I'm like, this is a real human.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
This is
a real human. I don't appreciate the good morning text.
This whole thing is giving me flashbacks to when my dad texted me happy birthday this year. So my dad got a new phone number this year, and I didn't save it. I was like, I'll definitely remember that phone number. I don't need to save it.
It's only 7 digits.
And so, like, the first 2 text messages that come from this number is just, like, automated Sprint messages. Like, is your Sprint code. Sprint never calls or texts this code. If you didn't request it, dial 2 from your Sprint phone. Next message, Sprint free message. Your bill is now available. Give me my bill. 3rd message from this. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday today. Hope you have a great day. I ignore this.
Of course.
I'm like, this is obviously just like Sprint trying to like have good customer service. Later that day, my mom messages me saying, why haven't you replied to your dad? he feels like you're ignoring him. And I'm just like, what do you mean? He's like, he texted you as soon as he woke up this morning. I was like, so that's you texted me at like 8 o'clock this morning when I thought it was sprint.
Sweet baby Glenn.
And I just had to like apologize. Like, I'm sorry, Dad. I love you.
I thought you were spam.
You were a robot. I thought you were a fucking bot, dude.
I almost sent you my penis thinking you're a robot, Dad.
Yeah,
this
robots.
Is a real human. And I'm very, I do not appreciate your penis.
And then he laughs and he goes, "Ha, you must get that from your mom's side. Oh, no. Those aren't Kleckner jeans."
Uh-oh.
I'm just kidding.
Well, what's the root of this podcast? We need to start judging people.
Oh, were we not already?
We totally were.
We need to start judging strangers.
Oh, okay.
On the internet.
So strangers aren't people, Josh?
No.
Yeah. I would. It does boil down to that.
Not until you meet him face to face.
Okay.
It's the whole theory where, like, you're the only person alive and everybody else is just a figment of your imagination. Is it figment
That's
or pigment?
Called,
figment.
It's called okay. solipsism.
Depends on how colorful your imagination is.
I should boo that. That was a pun. Boo.
Okay, first post. This is the top post of all time in r/fantasyfootball.
Okay.
Am I, 24 male, overreacting, or is this enough reason to break up with my 27 female girlfriend?
In fantasy football.
That post was flared as player discussion. First time asking for relationship advice online, so bear with me.
And he goes to fantasy football Reddits.
I have been with my girlfriend for about 5 years. We both still live at home with parents while going to college. Over 5 years, we have had very happy moments, but also some bad moments. One thing about her that has always driven me nuts is that she is always late to everything. I mean, like, a daily thing. If we plan to see friends at 3 p.m., she won't be ready until, like, 6 p.m.
Oof.
It also extends to doing things on time. For example, this is the third year in a row she did not give me a gift on my birthday, saying she has it ready, but she'll give it to me later. Well, it's been about 2 months since my birthday. Another example is this past Saturday. We were supposed to dress up for Halloween and meet friends for a night out at 5 p.m.
Yet, I'll just dress up next Halloween. It's fine.
Yet she wasn't ready until 9 p.m.,
Whoa.
At which time my friends were all long gone. I realize some people just make a habit of being late, but it's been 5 years and I am not joking when I say this happens every other time we see each other. The worst part for me is that she will always have a random excuse and she won't ever admit fault at being late. She'll blame traffic, her parents, got an important phone call, etc. This has really gotten on my nerves and we've argued about this several times before. Before I met her, I was sort of a perfectionist and would usually be on time to mostly everything. But ever since I met her, I have become more and more like her. It's gotten to the point where I don't even want to make plans with her because I just get lazy at the thought of her. She is a very caring, nice girl, and I do love her, but I'm at a point where I've basically had enough of this. On 3 separate occasions, I've been really close to breaking up with her over this before, but she has made false promises of changing this behavior. Am I overreacting, or is this a legitimate reason to break up?
Quick question.
Yeah.
Where does fantasy football come into this?
Yeah, why is it posted to
and
fantasy
why is this
football?
Why is this the top in the whole subreddit of all time?
The first edit, obviously posted in the wrong sub, but actually got some good feedback here. So just a bunch of fantasy football bros just realizing this dude's mistake for some reason. This is from years ago, 3 years ago. Obviously the mods didn't delete it, which was good on them. And
wrong sub, but... thanks to you guys, I fucking won my season, dude. I just brought home $300 and I dumped my girlfriend.
Yeah, that extra
win-win.
That extra 3 hours you get allows you to like set your lineup on Sundays, so like you can really just like finagle and like do ad drops, you know, waiver wire plays, all that good stuff.
Yeah, PPR, half PPR. Yeah, exactly, dude.
Do you know what any of that means?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
Me either.
Me do.
he do.
I think it's really funny. How he's like, she always tries to like make excuses, but it's never her fault. But then like literally later, he's like, yeah, I've sort of like picked it up from her. So now I'm always late. And it's like, oh, so you're making excuses for why you're late? Like,
well, I get where he's coming from because I have a friend that is chronically late to everything. And it's gotten to the point where it's like, why am I going to show up to things on time now? Like, because I'm just going to be waiting on him. Like, we'll plan dinner. It's like, yeah, dude, I'll be there at 6. And it's like, hey, man, it's 6:35. Where are you? He's like, oh, I'm leaving right now. I swear I'll be there in like 15. And it's like, cool, dude. So now I just purposely show up late.
And we still beat him.
Well, here's the real bummer of it. Now I was like, somehow he started being on time, and now I'm the dickhead. But I can't, like, only when it comes to him do I, like, I'm like, I got plenty of time. Every other, like, instance in my life, I absolutely hate being late. But now he shows up to places on time, it's like, oh, fuck, you're actually there? Yeah, I'll be there in, like, 15 minutes, dude. It's like, so I get where this person's coming from. However, the 3 hours late thing, that's fucking wild.
3 hours
is... Yeah, that's a lot.
Far too long. He does clarify in the edit, she's not always 3 hours late.
It's sometimes
usually
it's only 2.5.
One or two.
Wow,
which
that's
is still,
still
too
like,
long.
A lot.
See, it's different when, like, the people that are chronically late own up to it. Like, my mom, always late. Everywhere she goes, she can never get anywhere on time. So then when we plan, like, we planned her 40th birthday surprise party... And we counted on her being late. She got there before like half the people did. I was like, what are you doing? Well, luckily, it was fine. It was a good surprise. And she was very surprised. But that's like the point. But she does own up to it. She says, like, you know, I'm going to be late to this. You know, I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
I just want to know how it works. Like, what's going on that you're that late?
Couldn't tell you.
Like, how do you not look at the clock and be like, oh, fuck, that's like in an hour. I better start getting ready.
Like, when we were kids, I could definitely understand it because she worked crazy hours and then had to come home and get all the kids ready and husband ready and then herself ready and then be somewhere on time. Like, I get that.
That's different. You have reasons then.
But now she's a single adult woman with no children to get ready for her, like, for her to get ready. And she's still an hour late everywhere. So I don't get that now. Back then, sure. Now, not so much. Mom, what are you doing?
Come on.
Get it together, woman.
Get it the fuck together.
Get your fucks together.
Get all your fucks all in one place. That way they're together. What are you doing?
Tasha, you better organize start getting them to places on time. Otherwise, I'm fucking sending Sam on you. Sam and the Democrats are going to come hound you down.
Yeah.
Hey, notice you're running late perpetually. Only you can change this in the upcoming election. Just a quick, for all the fans of this podcast who like fantasy football jokes, we're going to read a few of the comments. Number one comment, ask yourself this. If you drop her and she gets picked up by one of your league mates, will you be okay with that? She may continue to put up trash stats, but she may turn around and make you regret this come playoffs.
What would be the playoffs in the relationship world?
Marriage. If somebody else marries her and she turns out to be a good person, then you're regretting for dropping her.
Wouldn't marriage be the championship?
The engagement would be the playoffs, and then the championship would be marriage. And then the off season is until you die.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Another comment, make the drop. Next girlfriend will be better rest of season. Someone says, would she be a good stash, though? Only in two girlfriend leagues.
What does
that
mean?
Stash is someone you keep on your bench not to play just in case they do better at some point.
So a backup girlfriend.
Yes.
Nice.
You need a player on the bench.
The moral of the story is cheat on your girlfriend.
No. Yeah. It's you want to keep them around. It's like the whole idea of like, it's just easier being together than it is breaking up.
Right, yeah.
That sucks. Like, don't ever do that if you ever do that.
Sometimes it's just easier being together and being miserable than breaking up.
Is that how you feel about me?
No. Why would I get married? If I was going to do that, I would just...
Is that why it took 10 years for you to marry me?
Oh, God. I'm just digging myself into a hole. No, dude. I would wait at least 11 years if I was going to do that.
How dare you?
All right. Well...
Josh, get me out of here quick.
I think that's so funny that somebody accidentally posted on the wrong sub and... They were just like, yeah, dude, we'll help you out. We'll give you actual advice.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Sometimes dudes can just be fucking bros, you know?
Yeah, bros can be dudes. Dudes can be bros.
Speaking about dudes being bros, let's talk about Waluigi porn.
Oh. Oh. That took a turn.
You've piqued my interest.
Thoughts?
Not into it, but,
well,
you know,
hang
to
on.
Each other.
Wario.
Wait until I show you the picture.
Can we explicitly describe?
No, we need this podcast to make money.
Someday.
So, am I the asshole for telling my coworker to fuck off for showing me Waluigi porn?
Wow. Can I just say I've already made up my mind whether or not they're an asshole?
Are they?
No.
No.
No, they're in the right. You should never be shown Waluigi porn.
Especially yeah. not in a workplace. Like, come on.
Well, no. It's, well,
let's read the story. Let's get some context.
You can show people normal porn at the workplace. That's totally cool. Waluigi is where it crosses the line. That's a
yeah. Normal porn is tagged as not safe for work. Waluigi is not safe for life.
Exactly.
I, 20 male, struck up a friendship with a coworker of mine, 26 male, because he seemed socially awkward and never went out of his way to make friends.
Because he's always mistake. Watching Waluigi porn or we... drawing it.
We ended up finding out we had mutual interest in Reddit, so he followed me. I like to shitpost when I'm bored. And one day when I was bored, I decided to shitpost on an unpopular opinion sub that Waluigi is sexy as hell. There was no point to it. I didn't structure it or put in any effort at all, and it ended up getting removed anyway. I just wanted to see how some people on Reddit would react to a really weird post for some cheap laughs. Why I did it? Shit, I don't know.
All right.
I guess I'm just different.
I'm built so different. Quirky.
The next day, he said it was hilarious, and we had a good laugh about it. I got back to work thinking that was the end of it. It was not.
Dun, dun, dun.
He started making sexual comments about Waluigi at the weirdest times possible. Like when customers were nearby, managers were nearby, or I was just trying to focus on doing my job. One time, I ran into him while stocking shelves and asked how he was doing, and he said, Good, but I'd be better if Waluigi were railing my asshole right now.
Jesus.
While a customer was standing 10 feet away.
The customer chirped in, same here, buddy.
Yeah, and then they were like, you know, I've got a Waluigi costume in my closet at home if you want to come over.
Wow.
The customer heard it, but thankfully just made a weird face and left. I quietly told him to not say things like that when customers were around, but he laughed and walked away. Sometimes at random moments, he'd come up behind me and moan, "Wah," into my ear, catching me off guard. Every time I'd tell him to cool it, he would say nothing, laugh, and get back to work. What started off as a lighthearted shitpost was beginning to escalate into full-blown Waluigi erotica. One day he came up to me and said, "I have something that you might like," and lifted up his uniform to show a Waluigi shirt he had underneath while licking his lips and looking me dead in the eyes.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
That guy's fucking into it.
I told him he was taking this way too far. I don't actually think Waluigi is sexy, and he needs to stop. He said, "It's okay to be in denial," laughed and walked away.
Here's the thing. You know, all shitposts have a little bit of truth in them, so
mm-hmm.
he do mm-hmm. want to be slapping them Waluigi cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't make any puns, I don't know why, about Waluigi, and I'm pretty upset about it.
It's okay.
He's just so goddamn hot. Like, your brain just can't get off of
he's frying
sexy,
your brain right
sexy
now.
Sexy body.
4 days after that incident, he handed me a folded sheet of paper while I was helping a customer and said, "This is really important," and walked away. I finished helping the customer and then opened the paper. It was a drawing he made of Waluigi getting doggy-styled by Bowser, who, for some reason, had a dick bigger than his entire body. This wasn't right. some messy sketch he scribbled in a minute or two. He put effort into this.
This was painted. He colored this in.
I told him to fuck off and stop being so creepy. He stormed off, and a few minutes later, his sister, who also works at the grocery store, came up to me and cussed me out, claiming I was a horrible person. I explained to her the entire situation, and she said that he has special needs. I said having special needs isn't an excuse to be creepy, and I politely told him multiple times that what he was doing was not appropriate. She called me an ableist and then stormed off. Am I the asshole?
Oh.
Man, they really spun that on him.
Yeah.
You piece of shit.
You fucking ableist.
You should have fucking known.
Getting sexually harassed at work for like 3 months straight. And it's like, oh, you're not going to let somebody mentally or sexually assault you or harass you every single day?
He worked ableist. So hard drawing that penis that was Bowser's, right? He put detail in it. He put effort in it. And you're just going to tell him to
fuck off. You're fucking ableist, dude.
You think any neurotypical person will like Waluigi that much? Are you fucking kidding me?
He's clearly stupid as fuck. She starts going off on her brother. It's really, they did say grocery store, but it's really funny. And like in my mind, I was picturing like, you know, retail workers, but it'd be really funny if they worked at like a Ferrari dealership and it's like high class, really high profile like workers, or like they work on a talent agency for like Hollywood's top actors. And like this dude's in the middle of a conversation with like Tom Hanks and just walks up like, this is really important.
This is very important.
Just Waluigi dick. So I'll show the table the porn.
Oh, wow.
Sure.
He even did it digitally.
Yeah, it's not hand-drawn. It
doesn't
like,
even look like Waluigi.
He took 6 weeks.
It's a really good Bowser, though.
It looks more like Wario.
He took 6 weeks of Photoshop classes to learn how to do this.
That's wow. A pretty good Bowser, though.
Oh.
Bowser's a grower, not a shower.
This person says, Jesus. I threw the drawing away, but apparently he texted a copy to me, too, the day before this whole incident. I think he printed it out and brought it to work because he sends me a ton of messages every
Hell
day.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I guess this man thinks that his friend really needs something physical to jerk off to. So he's like,
yeah, dude.
Man, this is really important. And so he gives him the...
I know you think Waluigi is hot, and I've looked on the internet, and I just, nothing was good enough, so I made this for you.
Yeah, I had you in mind when I made this for you.
The first comment, the top comment, you're not technically in the wrong, but you do seem kind of like a humorless hard ass. That entire bit sounds comical, even the drawing. It's exactly the kind of shit my friends do / send me. Hell, my friends send me worse, like inflated knees and flattening porn.
What the?
Just to laugh at it because it's so absurd.
Inflated knee?
Let's
knee.
Not Google this because I don't like knees.
Inflated
Chill
her
it
otherwise.
Out of there, Charlie.
How? I mean, they got tagged as not the asshole, but like, what's up with that one comment being like, "You're kind of a dick, though."
That dude's all, yeah, that dude's also, like, a fucking weirdo. Like, yeah. My friends do this. You're not comfortable with this happening at work while you're talking to customers? Fucking baby.
Is the male version of horse girls just, like, guys who send absurd porn to one another?
Yeah. I think that commenter is actually the friend on a throwaway account.
Because they both have...
He's so hurt. He's like, yeah, me and all my friends share this with each other.
That's so funny.
Oh my god.
You probably wouldn't even be one of my friends. You're not cool enough.
Of course, the user who posted the original original post, u/sweatygenitals. So, I mean.
Yeah.
I feel like if I saw somebody and their username was sweatygenitals, I might think they're into Waluigi porn. I feel like that's
just
a fair...
automatically. You're like, sweatygenitals? Fuck. That's from Waluigi.
This has
dude.
To be your lane of comedy, right? Can you actually send me that picture, though, Josh, please?
Yeah, I've actually printed it out. Here you guys go.
Thank you.
I made it in 5x9s, 3x1s, you know, just to make sure you could take it with you. 3x1.
A wallet size.
What's the wallet size? 3x2?
Probably.
3x1's definitely too thin. That's more Waluigi than Wario, if you ask me.
You'd only have room for Bowser's dick.
All right, well, let's take a quick break. I think we need a break after that Waluigi.
Yeah, I'm going to need a quick 10-15 minutes alone.
On Google.
Josh, you got any lotion for him?
You don't need lotion. You don't need lotion. Bowser just slide that shit in.
What the fuck was that, Josh? We don't need lotion.
Bye.
Bye.
Be back in a minute.
He was going to cut that, and now he can't. And I know you were going to cut it, because if I would have asked you to cut it, you wouldn't have cut it.
And welcome back. Of course, this is the Thanksgiving episode. We're recording this well in advance. So this will come out the week of Thanksgiving, about 3 days before, 4 days before, if I can not do math.
You know what? If you're saying, fuck coronavirus, we're having Thanksgiving, play this for the whole family.
Yeah. Play it. How about everyone do a Zoom sesh and send the anchor.fm/the-judgies date JUDGIES. And just
thank you.
Everyone listen to it and just gossip and share stories, judge each other, talk about how dry everybody's turkey is because yeah. No one's ever cooked a turkey properly.
Turkey's a little dry.
God, yeah. Turkey's dry.
That's why ham is the superior Thanksgiving.
Ham with pineapps on it?
No.
I mean, I've never personally had it that way, and it sounds absolutely fucking disgusting.
It
makes it sweet.
Yeah, you roast it. Instead of it caramelizes.
Go fuck yourself, Josh. How about that? You can go caramelize your fucking self, all right?
I wish.
I wish you could caramelize, too. I'll eat that shit up.
So let's get into it. Let's circle jerge. Let's get some hurt turks. Top three and...
I just gave you one. Ham's better than turkey on Thanksgiving.
That's a hurt turkey. All right. We're talking about hurt turks here. Three favorite Thanksgiving sides, three least favorite Thanksgiving sides. Aurora started off. You're the guest.
Favorite Thanksgiving sides?
Yeah.
Three faves, three not faves.
Okay. Well, I'm going to start by saying macaroni and cheese because...
Oh, my God.
I'm a huge
You're
pasta
a contrarian.
Woman.
That's what you are.
I'm a pasta you're... woman.
She's
and I'm
Italian.
A cheese woman.
She's Italian
like
and also from
and
the Midwest.
Quite a lot, yes. Mashed potato with gravy made from the drippings of the turkey. It's so good.
That's why it's so dry because all the you turkey gravy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm more of a beef gravy kind of guy.
Ew.
You
on
put
Thanksgiving?
Beef?
I don't know.
Incorrect. Sir.
I'm more of a sausage gravy.
Okay.
Kind of guy.
Oh, okay. God. So you
on
would
mashed
take
potatoes.
A fucking. You take a package of powdered. Beef gravy, put it in water or something, and put it on your potatoes. And
your potatoes.
and you wouldn't want the gravy made from turkey drippings?
No, I like turkey gravy.
Okay.
Oh, now you do.
Turkey gravy is the superior gravy.
Sausage gravy is the best gravy.
It's but good.
Not on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
and
that's
not
on
mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
I mean, sausage gravy on mashed potatoes probably slaps.
No.
I mean, when you get a little bit extra from your country fried steak.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
and
also,
it's okay on your potatoes.
Macaroni and cheese, mashed potatoes, King's Hawaiian rolls. I could eat six fucking packages of those things.
You just called her contrarian, but that's the most basic top three I've ever
heard.
I don't
want to
say
fucked.
My top three then.
You
Mine
should,
are
though.
Literally basic.
What are your top three?
Green bean casserole, baby. We're
Got
starting
it.
There. That's a fucking slapper. You know I gotta have mashed potatoes. You can't miss out on mashed potatoes. Also, I don't know exactly what it's called, but it's my family makes it at least, and it's kinda like cream corn, but baked or something.
Cornbread casserole.
Cornbread
casserole. It's not cornbread.
You use Jiffy cornbread in it, though. The cornbread mix.
I have no idea how
with
you
creamed
make
corn.
It.
That's how my family make that shit.
That ain't how my make that shit. It's.
I don't know how mine makes it, but it's,
I don't know how mine makes that shit. But
it's corn souffle. That's what it is.
Maybe. It fucking slaps.
I'm not sure
slaps
it's just
so
creamed
hard.
Corn with some
I think
topping
it's
on it.
Baked Alaska corn.
Boo.
Oh my God, no.
Do better, Joshua.
But my family doesn't even have macaroni at Thanksgiving. Your guys' family has
mine don't, but it is a very common.
They
so
do
what
it
were your three?
Out of a courtesy for me.
What was your
all
number
love
one?
Me so
green
much.
Bean cast.
Oh fuck, dude. Green bean cast.
It depends on what kind of green beans you're using.
You gotta use French.
Are you using cut green beans? Cause get the fuck out.
Yeah, I use French cut.
Yeah, French cut is the best.
I don't know if I know bean. The difference.
Cut green beans are just the tiny round ones.
They're the tubes.
And then
they're
the French cut is the diagonally cut.
They're julienne.
Yeah, they're spiky bean.
Oh,
they're
I think
a lot thinner.
It's fine either way.
Yeah.
I disagree.
The best part about green bean casserole is the French onion top. So.
I mean,
oh,
correct.
My God, yes. Yes.
The bottom is moot.
I think the reason I have it so high on my list is I feel like every Thanksgiving, it's a single tiny little bowl where it's there's six scoops in there. And it's so you better get fucking in line if you want that shit.
Richard, what do we got?
My top three?
Yeah.
Nobody else gave their bottom three. So.
Yeah, we'll do bottom afterwards. We'll do bottom afterwards.
All right. My
Are
top
they basic
three.
Or not?
First and foremost, pumpkin pie.
I forgot about dessert.
That's a dessert. Okay, well,
Okay, first of all, I only eat pumpkin pie on Thanksgiving.
Can this be like, yeah, this is like a must-have at Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, I need to redo my list.
Okay.
Pumpkin pie is my number one. I don't care about anything else the whole day.
Wow.
Pumpkin pie, it's my go-to.
And then ham.
I do prefer ham. And,
We gotta get the side. What's the best side?
Yeah, you're just making a meal here.
Yeah. Dessert, main course.
Well, you guys put ham in my mouth, all right? So.
Well, I was just Christian earlier, but.
I mean.
We watched.
You weren't wrong.
Shit.
No, I don't think ham's my favorite. Oh, well, ham is my favorite meat for Thanksgiving. I'm a big fan of hash brown casserole.
I don't know if I've ever had hash cash.
Really?
I don't
That's
like
just like
way...
cheesy hash brown.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's cheesy potato.
Okay.
And bacon-wrapped tater tots.
Bacon-wrapped tater tots.
Wow, I don't think my family's ever...
They fucking slap. Take a lot of work.
They're very time-consuming
to make. I can imagine.
You pick them up.
But they're so fucking good.
Her grandma used to make them.
You put them on a toothy
pick? Mm-hmm. Yep. Her grandma used to make them. They fucking slap so goddamn hard.
They're so good.
We're like, we'll start doing them for our family. To make like 20 of them is literally like 2 hours. And it's just like... so tedious and time consuming.
So it makes sense when there's only like 20 of those, but whoever's making the green bean cash, you gotta step up the game.
Double it up.
Yeah,
at
like
least.
It's so you just open another can of beans.
And then French onion.
And cream of mushroom soup. I'm pretty sure that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's those three ingredients. You're acting like those are expensive ingredients. Those are all $1 a can.
Not even. Like 50 cents. The French onions are the most expensive.
All right, my top three. Mine are very basic, extremely basic. Baking soda, lubricating grease, alkaline batteries. Very basic. All right, now that the science joke is over, my top three.
Thank you. Can we just end it?
What was?
We'll come back for Christmas.
Those are all bases, like acids and bases.
Okay.
All right, top three bases.
I'm fucking pissed, dude.
Fort Myers. Fort Collins.
Shut the fuck up.
Military or otherwise.
He has been researching these as every second we've
Why do you think I went last is all I'm saying. All right. Number one for me is out-of-the-box garbage-tier stuffing.
Ew.
Give me that shit. I will eat a whole box by myself. No. I don't like actual dressing that comes from an actual animal. To me, that stuff is bad.
I don't want it shoved up the turkey's butthole. That's fucking gross.
That's
well,
a
no.
big old butthole that
no,
turkeys
I'll
get.
Lick the inside.
I'll eat it out of its ass.
I'll eat out a turkey's ass.
Jesus Christ.
Literally and figuratively.
It's actually just a...
I'll eat out its cloaca.
It's a cloaca, yeah.
Thank you, guys. I didn't have the word.
We've discussed cloacas on this pod before.
Because they're fucking hot, dude.
It do it all.
All I'm saying is the boxed stuff hit different. All right? That's number one.
No,
I'm also
wrong.
A big...
Hey, Josh, what's that?
I'm also a very big fan of pumpkin pie.
Yes, correct.
Growing up, my grandma would always make two pumpkin pies, one for the family, one for me.
Yes, aww. Same. And she'd give me a whole tub of Cool Whip just for my pumpkin pie.
I'm not a big Cool Whip guy.
Yeah, Cool Whip
sucks. Personally.
Excuse you.
We're ready.
Sorry.
Person?
And number three.
Get out of here.
Josh, I'm telling you, if you have the wrong answer here, I'm going to fucking knock you out.
What?
I'm going to swing on you. If it's
No one likes this, I don't think. I think this is a very contrarian pick, but it's one of my favorites. You guys all mentioned very good things. We call it cornbread casserole, very good. Sweet green bean casserole, very good. Cheesy potatoes, very good. But my number three, coming in hot, yams.
Okay.
Yams.
You know what?
Sweet potato casserole. Okay. Mm-mm.
Gross. What are you, 90 years old?
You chop up the yams. You boil them. Well, you
Brown
boil
sugar,
them.
Butter.
Them, and then you put marshmallows on top till it browns.
That's pretty good.
Disgusting.
It's so
that's
good.
A good
Josh,
face.
I swear, I thought you were going to say, like, the fucking cranberry sauce or whatever that, like,
oh,
cranberry
that
gel thing
fun.
That comes out
I've
of
literally
food.
Never eaten it because of the way it looked.
I was going to be so fucking
it?
Violent. I was like,
yeah, having to slice a sauce is bad.
Yeah, that's not a
hot
sauce.
Take. No sauce should be sliced at any point in its production or consumption.
Once you opened up with fucking box stuffing, I thought you're like going there. And I was no, like, dude, I'm gonna fuck.
I don't know what it is about Rumble. I don't know what it is about box stuffing, dude. I could eat a whole box of box stuffing, breakfast, lunch, and
dinner.
You
should have said something because my mom made us box stuffing. What was this? It aside to the ribs.
Maybe
my mom's been cooking for us a lot because our kitchen's in shambles. And she made us like ribs and stuffing and mashed potatoes the other day. And she made us so much stuffing, like two whole boxes just for us. And I should have brought you the leftovers. We had to throw some out because it was so much. We didn't get it.
Josh
is going to search your garbage can.
Well, it's been gone for
I'm
like
offended.
2 weeks, but
he's a
I know. I didn't know
heart.
You like stuffing
let's,
so much.
Let's go back around with our least favorite.
Let's
things.
Just name some because yeah. We're kind of running long here. So obviously, cranberry sauce, bad.
Stuffing, bad.
All right.
Richard,
Aurora, anything bad?
What is something else that's bad?
What do I hate?
Mostly just the stuffing and the cranberry sauce. Those are the two
yeah.
things I really
people... I'm not a big baked beans fan.
Yeah, beans can get fucked if they're baked.
I like baked beans, but to me it's more of a summer food. Like,
yeah,
give me
that is.
Give
a grill
me like
food. That's a
give me like Ruffles food. And a brat and baked beans.
You just want
I like
a big
the fuck
pile
out of baked
beans,
beans by
Josh,
themselves. I love them
it.
So goddamn much.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So goddamn much.
Give me the beans.
I'm like that fucking that homeless guy from the Dennis the Menace movie where he's eating a can of cold baked beans by a fire. That's me, dog. That's me.
Okay.
Okay, but when I... What did I reference that was too fucking niche?
Everybody's seen Dennis the Menace.
Yeah.
I don't think I
have. Everybody who's exactly...
From the late 90s?
Everybody who's exactly 43 years old has seen Dennis the Menace. No older, no younger.
No, it came out in the late 90s. We've all seen it.
Mm-hmm.
What did you make a reference to?
What was it?
I didn't hear what you said.
It was, no, it was like episodes ago.
It doesn't matter. It wasn't a good joke then.
Got him.
He's upset.
All right. Well, let's get back on to... the judging of other people and not me, because that's mean. All right,
I'll try to bring back here though. I want you to feel included.
Let me unsave the Waluigi one that's been sitting in there for a month. I'm really glad when I scroll my save posts at work, it doesn't pop up with a fucking picture of Bowser's dick ramming Waluigi in the ass.
I had to turn the blur back on my not safe for work pictures because of that one.
Yeah, I used to not have it on
I
for a little bit.
I can't even look at my porn during work. What mm-hmm. the fuck?
They allow regular human porn, but cartoon porn's just not allowed at work, man.
It is a step too all right. far. Yeah.
Do we want a sex one or a poop one?
We honestly, I don't think we've talked about poop in a while.
That's
so.
Fair. Let's get pooping, you guys.
All right.
Squeeze this one out, boys.
Today I fucked up by trying to be cute with no pants on.
Oh.
Is she poo-bearing it?
Maybe. Just to preface, oh, that's such a good story that I have. Poo-bearing, of course, refers to just wearing a t-shirt, nothing else.
You know, like Pooh-bear.
Like the Winnie. Like Winnie the... I was in, this was a couple summers ago, and we had a bunch of friends down in Tennessee at a Airbnb, and after our first night of drink, and you were there, Christian.
Yep.
It was a bunch of dudes being guys, and...
guys being bros.
We're all just, like, sitting in this, like...
They're not gay. What?
We're all sitting in this foyer, just chilling in the morn, trying to, like, nurse a hangover, and the one guy comes out wearing just a shirt, holding his dick and balls, like, walks up to us, doesn't say a word, and... One
just
of our
like
friends,
hanging out there.
One of our friends just goes, I don't want to say his name. Hey, Anderson, you poo-bearing it right now? And we all turn and look, and he's just standing there poo-bearing it, and he just goes, yeah. And we're like, what are you doing, man? And he's like, I shit myself. So he had shit himself into his boxers and pants.
Oh, wow.
And
just hanging out with us.
And he... We're like,
still
okay.
Got poopy butt cheeks and all.
So like, go put on new pants. And he's like, oh, I only brought the one pair of underwear and shorts.
For a whole weekend? Shit myself.
For a 3-day weekend.
Oh my God.
I can understand the one pair of pants. You'd think you'd have something to sleep in maybe, but the only one pair of underwear is fucking wild.
That's so gross.
That's confidence. That's sheer confidence.
I'm not getting late this weekend.
I always bring a spare pair of underwear on any trip I go on because I'm afraid I'm going to shit myself someday. And it's like, I need that backup pair.
I'm the type of person where if I'm going on like a 3-day trip, I'm bringing 6 pairs of underwear. Absolutely. I never need to use more than 3.
I helped Christian pack his bag for like get his stuff ready for that camping trip you went on with your brothers. One night, I gave him 2 pairs of extra underwear.
What if I shit myself twice?
Just in case. What if somebody else didn't pack a pair of underwear and shit themselves?
And they were
you gotta think ahead.
The same kind.
I don't know. If someone shits themselves, I'm not trusting them with the pair of my underwear.
I mean, you're not gonna get them back.
Well, yeah. Hey, dude, you got that underwear? Let you borrow. Can I have it?
So, this dude, I don't know. He got in the shower or something, but he put his shorts and underwear into the washer, left his fucking wallet in his pants.
Oh,
and
no.
Ruined his wallet.
Did he leave the poop in there, too?
He washed his wallet in poop washer.
But, like, okay, if he shit his underwear and his pants, how much shit was there?
I don't know. I didn't inspect.
Was it a solid loaf?
It's a hangover shit, so it could have been a very squirty.
It was probably like a shard or something.
Yeah.
Well,
liquidy it got through. His underwear wasn't absorbent enough.
That's, yeah.
I was really sick this one time, and I shit myself twice in a week. It was great. Like, I woke up at 5 in the morning, and I was like, oh, God, I gotta get in there. Like, I was running to the bathroom. And my room is like...
That was the mistake right there.
Yeah, my room is like 5 feet away from the bathroom. Not even.
Yeah, if that.
And my dad was in there. And you know dads, when they go in the bathroom, they don't come out for like an hour and a half or more. Like,
no.
And so I was like, Dad, I gotta get in there. He's like, go downstairs. And so I tried, but I shit myself right outside the bathroom door.
I was one step away.
The sphincter.
I would have made it if it was open.
The sphincter was going off.
Yeah, it was like, I'm like, oops. And then it was.
Yikes.
I threw away those pants. And then right.
Guess I'll just go back to bed now.
I took a shower. Okay, I gotta be clean. And then I, you know. Put different paints on.
And then you did it again later?
Yeah, well, not the same day. Just, like,
you know, 12 hours later.
Like, midnight passed, so it was 12:05.
Well, like, I was just chilling, almost done being sick. And then, you know, I took a fart. I took a fart?
Where'd you take it to? What the fuck?
Not to the bathroom, clearly.
I took it. I trusted it. I was like, yeah, this is fine. And it's like, huh, this felt different.
It's like when you're driving and you take a turn a little bit too fast. You're like, huh, I took that fart a little bit too hard.
I didn't even fart hard. I'm just like, I thought I had to. And then it just way it wasn't.
Whoops-a-doozies.
It just wasn't. So I threw those pants away, too. I lost 2 pairs of pants. 2 pairs of underwear.
That's like $100 set of accidents right there.
$100? How expensive do you think I am, Josh?
I don't know. I guess, $100 is a little steep.
It's like maybe 20. Maybe. Because I get most of my clothes from Goodwill.
Not a plug.
It's not.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored.
Absolutely not. But anyway, continue with your poop sex story.
Poop sex?
Oh, you said poop. Okay, poop.
He said poop or sex.
Just to preface, my husband, 24 male, and I, 25 female, are very comfortable with each other, especially when it comes to normal body functions such as pooping, burping, and farting. One day, about 6 months ago, I thought I was being really cute rocking the Winnie the Pooh shirt with no bottoms. It started with a casual conversation while my husband was sitting on the toilet. I was standing outside of the bathroom while the door was open, and we were just chatting. Weird.
Thank you. I was thinking.
I look at him straight in the eye, trying to be cute, and I went for a toot. Guys, this was not a fucking toot that came out of me. I looked at my husband dead in the eye, thinking that I was cute and silly, then shit on the fucking floor. Yup. Literally sharted. And because I was rocking the t-shirt with no pants look, it had nowhere to go but the floor. I was devastated. I thought I might be looking at divorce. I've never felt so humiliated.
Oh my God.
Update from the husband. Husband here. At the moment of release, I was looking her dead in the eye. I was expecting to hear a gnarly ass fart. All I heard was a wet plop slash thud noise. It took my brain a second to process it, but as soon as I did, I found myself looking at my wife in sheer horror and disbelief. The love of my life just shit on the floor like a filthy fucking animal.
I thought he was going to say disgust.
She turned bright red and slammed the door. I just sat on the toilet in disbelief.
He should have, like, got up from the toilet.
She shut the door and trapped him in there with her shit on the floor.
It's your problem now. Bye.
She shit on the floor where the door swings, so when she went to go close it, it just rubbed it into the carpet. It's just a track of shit.
They have a carpeted bathroom in this.
Well, no, they're saying, no, the door opens out into the other room.
Ah, yes.
Right.
You don't have a door open into the bathroom if you're trying to be space conscious in the bathroom.
Ah. Yeah.
My bathroom door don't swing out, or does it swings out into the room.
I mean, that would be the right way, probably.
It swings out into the mud room.
Yeah, it does. Pretty sure.
That's why it's called a mud room. That's where you shit yourself.
That's where you can shit.
Yeah, easy. You know?
There's two places in the house you can shit. It's on the toilet or on the mudroom floor.
Well, in the toilet, right?
No. Yeah, you have to shit on the seat
sometimes,
and then
push it in.
Yeah.
Usually you want it in the toilet, but sometimes it happens on the toilet.
That's why girls want the seat down, because when you have to take a shit on the seat, it's easier to push it off and then put the seat up to hide the mess.
That makes sense.
Ladies, confirm or deny?
Deny.
Other lady?
I want to say deny.
Okay. It's all right.
We speak for all women.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The two of us are all of them. Yes.
Wow, we were lucky.
We make up the entire demographic. It's weird to just be talking while he's taking a shit, right? Like, yeah, face to face talk while
he's talking, and you can hear the toilet farts and then.
Listen, I just told the story last.
A very specific sound that you just made.
So you've done it. You've done this.
No. Oh. But I've pooped before. So
I've pooped while my ears were on, obviously.
Yeah. I got my hearing aids turned all the way up to when I shave.
I told the story last week about peeing in public around people. Like, there's a 0% chance my butthole would open at all if somebody was in that room.
Correct.
Yeah.
Unless it's a absolute dire emergency.
Public shitting's a rough time.
What do you mean? You do it like 6 times a day.
I poop at work, but it's in private bathrooms at work.
In single use toilets.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
And I've had a nightmare experience one time. I was driving down to see Erica in college. It's a 5-hour drive. I have to stop because I have to shit. Mm-hmm. So it's like an emergency stop at a rest station.
You know he only stops at Kohl's.
Or I had to stop at a gas station.
Ah.
I would have stopped at a Kohl's if I could find one. But so I'm at a gas station. There's a single stall. I swear to God, like 5 people tried to open the door, and I'm just having like diarrhea.
And it's
one of those shitty bathroom stalls where it's like a big enough gap to where like I'm making eye contact with people. And he's like,
oh my God,
please stop trying to open the door. And it's just like crushing me because they're all talking in there too. So they're all like obviously on a road trip together or something. It's just like, this is so defeating and humiliating.
Why did they all try?
I'm just diarrheaing in here, and you guys can hear me waiting to use this toilet.
Hey, Joe, did you try to get in there? Yeah, it's locked. I don't know. You give it a try, Bob. All right. No, it's locked. Hey, Bob, you try that? Yeah, I don't know, John. Why don't you go try it? Just
like, sounds like there's some kind of baby boy in there diarrheaing and crying on his lap.
This is why I don't shit in public.
Yeah.
Correct.
I really try not to.
It's rough shitting in a bathroom that has more than one stall.
I don't think I've ever done it.
Really? You've never, like, had the shits right
I just
when
shit
you were
myself.
Shopping?
Honestly, if I'm in that situation, I just shit my own pants.
Yeah, well, and then you leave your pants and underwear on the floor in the bathroom, right?
I try to sneak out, Pooh Bear in it, hoping I don't get caught.
I was the guy in that story. I only brought one pair of underwear. All right, let's call the app. Let's give it an end. Hope you guys had a good, or will have a good Thanksgiving.
Let's clean this up.
Yeah,
let us know.
Wipe it up.
Boo.
My God. Is it just because we're sitting, he's sitting on this side of the table that you booed him? I don't think you've ever booed Christian on the pod.
It's the distance.
I mean, it was a bad joke, so. Anyway, if you
I feel like if it's a bad shit joke, you should say boo-boo.
Gross. That was not good, Josh. Nice. Continue. No, that's okay. I'm done. That's fine.
If you liked the pod, share it with your friends. Mm-hmm. Text it to your pollsters. Email it to your boss.
Definitely.
Slack
let
it.
Your boss know.
Slack it to your coworkers. LinkedIn it to prospective employers.
Yeah.
It's all work based. Christian, where can they find us?
You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at JudgiesPod. That's JudGies Pod.
And Aurora, what's the email?
It's your turn now, Josh, because I don't remember. It's
Aurora doesn't know how to spell judgies. That's why she's trying to...
judgiespod@gmail.com.
Okay, so I'm going to repeat what Erica just said. It is, you can email this podcast at judgiespod@gmail.com. That is JudGiesPod@gmail.com.
Do you have anything to plug, Aurora?
No, I'm not doing anything right now.
Listen to her band. New band name? You got a band name?
Blood Dads.
Blood Dads. Blood Dads. I tried, what did I say? East of Lake or some dumb shit?
It was
like
ridiculously
Shitty Kitties.
Stupid.
Let me see it. Let me see if I can pull up real quick.
I think
the
it
band
was
names.
East of Lake. But
I threw out like six of them.
If you look up Blood Dads, you will only find dads who are bloody. Like, there's...
Oh, my God.
There's nothing. Like, we haven't made anything. We haven't practiced in, like, a month and a half. It's... I'm upset.
I mean, the pandemic's really hurting artists right now.
Aurora says, we are trying to find a band name. I say, ooh, band name, fun. Please help, LOL, says Aurora. I say, Funky Boat, Slime Cat, The Other Band, East of the Lake, Stonks.
I hate all of those. What did I say? Did I say that?
Oh my God, East of the Lake, LOL. And I said, I don't know, just word vomit. And then you changed the subject.
Oh, what Quick a nice pivot. Way to put your to shut your boyfriend down.
I know his ego can't handle me saying that those are all just the worst fucking band names, but...
They're not the worst. I can probably think of really, really bad ones, but I'm blank right now. Maybe like... The fucking... Tumblers.
Yeah, the fucking Tumblers. That's terrible.
She said Tumblers.
The fucking Tumblers? Yeah. Still,
the Tumblers. Like a glaze.
Still terrible, like, search engine optimization there.
It's, yeah.
Curtains.
Google's gonna just crush you.
Speaking of curtains, let's get out of here.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye.
The judges love you.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.